You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 13, verse 3 to 5. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garment, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Brethren, I want you to note a few things that Jesus Christ did here. First, when they got to that house, imagine if one of them had deemed it fit to say, "Let me wash the feet of the master and the feet of all my disciples." But none of them did that. Everybody felt like a boss. But look at Jesus. Before he washed their feet, the scripture says something. He said, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands. Brethren, a man that has acquired everything, is it that man that will wash the feet of everybody? Is it that man that will take the form of a servant? The Bible says Jesus took the form of a servant. But look at Jesus here. When he realized that all things have been committed to his hands, in heaven and in earth, he owns everything. All authority is now under him. That was when the Bible says that he rose up and lay aside his garment. When he realized that he is from God and he is going back to God. You know, I thought that would be time when he should be proud. That is the time when he should feel accomplished. That is the time when he should class himself, and nobody should be able to relate with him. Nobody should be able to come close to him. But not so with our master. As God increased Jesus, so he humbled himself even the more. Then the scripture says that he laid aside his garment and took a towel and girded himself. Did you notice what happened here? Jesus did not wash their feet with his own garment on. He didn't wash their feet as a master. He washed their feet as a servant. So he dressed the way a servant would dress when the servant wants to wash the feet. That is why the Bible says he took the form of a servant. He took the form of a man. He humbled himself. Jesus did not serve as a boss. Did you know that you can serve as a boss? That people will even be honoring you that, oh, it's our boss that is doing this. But Jesus, before he will wash their feet, he first took the form of a servant. If you enter that house that day, you will think that Jesus was a slave. Many of us don't want that. So even when we want to wash the feet, we want to have our garment on. So people will still know it is this professor. It is this rich man. It is this educated man. It is this. That's what we do. May the Lord have mercy on us. Jesus has set an example for us how we are supposed to live. He laid aside his garment and took a towel and began to wash their feet. He washed everyone's feet. What they should have done to him, he was now the one doing it, showing example. That is how to lead. Don't be afraid or be ashamed to appear as a servant. Jesus took the form of a servant. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.